So we are close to Shavuos Haba Aleinu Latova. So we know that Shavuos technically does not have any particular mitzvah that is ascribed to it, except obviously for the important mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That is certainly the mitzvah that we try to be mahadir, try to make special when it comes to Shavuos. But nonetheless, let's talk about Yontif in general, and particularly, even though I guess if a person could arrange a flight for the midnight flight to Eretz Yisrael, you could get there beforehand, but is there a mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel Bizman has that. We often associate the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel with korbanos.
You'd arrive so close to Shabbos.
What? I said one theoretically could still make it. But nevertheless, is there a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel Bizman has that? Let's just give a quick background to the general mitzvah itself. The people are commanded to be Aliyah L'Regel, to go to Yerushalayim three times a year, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and millions of Jews would do this every single year. There's a Gemara that tells us that Agrippa, the king, wanted to know how many Jews would come to be Olah L'Regel. So he told the Kohanim one year to save the kidney from every korban that was brought, and they canceled up all the kidneys, and there was something around like 600,000 kidneys. And that was per the family, times all the other people, millions and billions, thousands of Jews would come every single time to come to Eretz Yisrael. This is a mitzvah that bound all the Jewish people together for centuries over time. And
they count the kidneys before nightfall?
Or what?
They count the kidneys.
I don't know. It says they count. They counted the kidneys somehow. So, and this went on for generations and generations. And then we also know sometimes not as many Jews are able to come to Yerushalayim during the days of Malchus Yisrael. They forbade the Jews coming to Yehuda, and that became an issue as well. And each person would come, would bring a korban ola, a korban chagiga, a shalmei chagiga, a shalmei simcha, bring all these korbanos to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. And on top of it, there were nedarim, nedavos, chovos, people had saved up. So hundreds of thousands of korbanos brought for all the multitudes of the Jewish people coming to Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim three times a year. The Gemara in Chagiga Daf Gimel says, Darish Rav Amaydech Siv Ma Yafu Pa'amayach Ben Alim Bas Nadiv. How beautiful are your shoes? Kama Noim Ragleyam Shal Yisrael B'Shah Shal Nergal. How beautiful are the legs of the Jewish people that they walk on the power of their own two feet to come up to Yerushalayim to show their love and Avas Hashem. There were so many people walking that Chazal even allowed the repairing of shoes on Chol HaMoed, because the shoes were worn out from all the walking going on. The Yerushalmi Yimsach in Parakeh says the wealthy would save their shoes by riding on animals. They wouldn't have to walk. The Eicha Rabbah in Parakal describes the songs they would sing as they would come up to Yerushalayim, heading towards Eretz Yisrael. The Yerushalmi in Shkalim discusses the effort that went into the Beis Din to make sure the roads were prepared to be for the Olim. The Gemara in Tanya, the test, speaks about how they would dig the wells for water for the people coming. It was a national effort and a major, major scene for people to come to the Olah L'Regel. But what happened after the Chorban? There's no more Beis HaMikdash. Does the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel fall away? So we have a number of indicating sources that seem to pull one way or the other. There is a medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, and this medrash in Perek Dal is the medrash that is often quoted, most often quoted in this sugya. Ma Yona, why are the Jewish people compared to the Yona, the dove? Afa Pishes Notel goes Leha Mitachteha, Eimenacha Shochvel Olam. Even when the children are taken away, the Yona does not abandon the nest where the dove stays. Kach Yisrael afa pi shecharav beis hamikdash lo bitlu shalosh ragleim b'shana. So to the Jewish people, even though there was no more beis hamikdash, they did not stop visiting the makom hamikdash three times a year. That seems to be pretty clear. Another medrash later on in Shir Shirim Rabbah, v'im dala sid natsura leha loch erez matsura zu. Afa pishahi minas mitash teshes mekoma nikar, kach afa pishachar beis hamikdash. Just like when the door is removed, you can still see where the door used to be. So too, when the beis hamikdash was destroyed, lo bitlu Yisrael pa my raglayim shalem gimel pa amim b'shana. The Jewish people did not cease from visiting the makom hamikdash Yerushalayim three times a year. The medrash seems to be quite clear. The maritz chias in the dar mendachav gimel the dar chayhora. The maritz chias again in his tshuva Shuvas, the Chasam Sofer, and Yevamos all say that the period after the Chorban, they would ride animals to Yerushalayim in order to be Ola Regel. And Eicha Rabba says the Jewish people didn't like that they were being Ola Regel after the Chorban. They would limit how many times they would go. So we see in the periods after the Chorban, there was still this visiting to Yerushalayim. The Shalish Zaivis of Yaakov Emden, the Chalik Alsun Pezayin, says that after the Chorban, the Tanaim and the Maraim continue to be Ola Regel. Where do we see this? From a number of Gemaras. The Gemara in Dharma Chav Gimel Amar Aleph records the story of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was a fourth generation Tana. That means he lived after the Chorban, regarding a husband and a wife who were arguing about being Ola Regel. They were fighting whether they should go or not. And the Rush says, why were they fighting? What was the discussion? The Rush explains the men would go to hear the Drasha, the Divrei Torah, and the woman would go to Mechabed, the Torah, Kavod HaTorah, to go and allow their husbands to go and hear the Shirim that were going on. The Gemara in Tainus Daf Yud says, Rabbi Gamliel says, we start requesting rain on the 7th of Cheshvan, which is the Minag in Eretz Yisrael. By the 7th of Cheshvan, we start asking for rain 15 days after Sukkot. Why do we wait 15 days? So that even the slowest traveler can make it back to Nahar Pras, can make it back to the Euphrates, how far they would have to travel. So Rabbi Eliezer says the halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel, and that is, in fact, the halacha in Eretz Yisrael, that way that they don't request rain until the 7th of Cheshvan. So the Ran in Tainus says, why are we following this opinion when we don't, in fact, we're not Ola Regel anymore? Why is this Seidel Halacha by the Rif? The Ran on the Rif says, why is the Rif say this is the Halacha if we're not Ola Regel? So the Ran says, no. Even after the Chorban, they were Ola the Regel. They still visit Yerushalayim, and therefore, the Halacha remained that they did not request rain until the 7th of Cheshvan to give those people who did travel to Yerushalayim the opportunity to get back home. So not only is it in theory, but it is halacha lemaisa that we don't request rain in Eretz Yisrael till the 7th of Cheshvan, because people continue to go visit at the end of the day. The Sefer Chasidim in Os Tafrei Shlamet cites the minhag of Rav Haigon, who would travel on Hoshana to Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot, and on Hoshana Rabbah, Rav Haigon would circle Har HaZeisim 7 times in commemoration of the ceremony of Hoshana Rabbah as well. The famous shuv of the Beis Yosef in the Av Kisrochel and Simon Chavav that we all know, which the Beis Yosef says that you're supposed to keep 2 days Yantif if you come from Chutz Laretz Eretz Yisrael. If anybody knows any shuv in the Av Kisrochel, it's that one, because it is halacha lemaisa. So what's the Beis Yosef talking about? The Beis Yosef writes in the Tshuva, why are we concerned with people keeping 2 days? Because there are Jews from Chutz Laretz who are coming to Yerushalayim to be Ola L'Regel. They're coming to visit Yerushalayim and the Makam HaMikdash. Again, continuing past the Tanayim, past the Gaonim, into the days of the Rishonim, people continuing to visit the land of Israel and Yerushalayim to fulfill the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Finally, the Tshuva's Ginas V'Radim and Arachayim and Klal Aleph, Rav Avram Halevi, the Rav of Mitzrayim, wrote to Rav Moshe Ibn Chaviv, the Rav of Yerushalayim, Yisrael Kadoshim Haim, the Jewish people are holy. Afa Pishachar of Habayis Lo Bidlu Olei Regal in Yerushalayim. Even though there is no more temple, they continue to come to Yerushalayim. Uva Yantav Achron Shal Golios Mispalin Shem Tfilos Yantav. And on the last day of Yantav Shal Golios, they have their own Tfilos, but Tfilos Hamusafin Lepamayim Basara, as they would have if they were in Chutz Laretz. Upamayim Shein Shem Kohen Mechutz Laretz. And sometimes the Shaila was, they didn't have a Kohen from Chutz Laretz for their minion. What's the question? Can I use in Eretz Yisrael Dika Jew to daven in my Yantav Sheni Minyan for Birchas Kohanim? That's the Shaila he sent. We don't care about the Halacha right now, but we see again, past the days of the Rishonim, into the early Achronim, people continuously going with the intent, not just because their kids are on vacation and they can go to Israel on a trip for Yantav, and it's nice to be with their friends. They're going to be Ola L'Regel. They're going with a mitzvah, or at least a hanhaga tova, a proper thing to go and visit Yerushalayim and to be near the Makam HaMikdash. So we see that even though there was no more Beis HaMikdash, the custom, or perhaps even the mitzvah, I dare say, as we'll discuss in a moment, of Aliyah L'Regel continued from the Tanayim and the Amoraim and the Gaonim, the Rishonim, through the Achronim as well. And that's the question we want to get to, which is really the main show. Is it a mitzvah? Is it shtick that we go and we pretend that we're being Ola Regel? Or is there an actual mitzvah involved in going and specific kiyum, fulfillment involved in going to Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael for Yantif? Let's approach three ways. The answer is either yes, no, or maybe. So let's go from mikatz al katz. Let's go from one end to the other. The Rambam in Hilchas Chagiga in the opening halacha states clearly that there is no chiyuv aliyah l'regel nowadays. Shalosh mitzvos asei nitztavu Yisrael b'chol regel mishalosh regel me'elohim. There are three mitzvos that accompany every Jew by the regalim. Hariyah shne'amar yirek hosuchorcha re'iyah is the idea that every male must appear. V'achagiga shne'amar tachog l'ashem lokecha, you must bring this korban. V'asimcha shne'amar v'samach b'chagecha. Hare'iyah ha'amura b'torah hi shenira panav b'azara b'yantef rishon shalchag v'yavi imo korban ola bein min ha'of bein min behema. The Rambam ties the mitzvah of re'iyah being seen to bringing a korban. They are part and parcel with each other. And therefore it is clear from the Rambam, and it is clear from the Sefer HaChinuch, that there is no mitzvah bizman hazeh, because there is no Beis HaMikdash, and there are no korbanos as well. The Yaros Dvash, now we discussed this last year when we discussed the mitzvah of visiting one's Rebbe on the Chag. Is that a real mitzvah? How does that apply nowadays? And how come the Shulchan Aruch doesn't cite it l'halacha? So there's two explanations that tie into this discussion. The first is the Rebbe of Yonason Ivashitz in the Aras Tavash and Drishyas Beis, where he says that essentially the mitzvah of visiting one's Rebbe on the holiday comes to replace the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. You're supposed to be mekarev to the Shechina. You can't come close to the Shechina because we can't get to the Beis HaMikdash nowadays. And therefore we replace it by visiting one's Torah source, one's Rebbe. So it's clear from Rebbe Yonason Ivashitz that there's no mitzvah nowadays of Aliyah L'Regel because we have replaced it with something else. That's two. The third is from the Nodes of Yehuda, which is generally the tshuva on this topic. In Simen Sadi Gimel, the Nodes of Yehuda explains that you only have to stand for your Rebbe once in the morning and once in the evening. Why? Because we're chayav to daven once in the morning and once in the evening. And you don't have to be mechabed your Rebbe more than a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you daven for Hashem twice, once in the morning, once in the evening, then you stand for your Rebbe once in the morning, once in the evening as well. And the Rama writes, this says the halacha, and therefore the chiyah to visit one's Rebbe is tied to Kvod Shemayim. We are responsible to visit the Beis HaMikdash three times a year on the Regalim. And it makes sense that we're only chayv to give the same level of kavod to our Rebbe no more than three times a year. And he says, we see this halach as dependence of having the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, says Nehud Yehuda, because there is no Beis HaMikdash nowadays, and there is no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, therefore, perforce, there is no mitzvah visiting one's Rebbe on the regal as well, because there's no kavod given to the Shechina. So we see a number of schools of thought as well. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Ingris Moshe, Nerdech Hele Gimel, says this clearly. Gam mitzvah seriyah pashur ubaru shehu dafka kishabes habachira banoi. There's only a mitzvah when the Beis HaMikdash is built. Afim neima shirias panim hi mitzvah miyuchedesh lo toli b'korban riyah. And he'll tell me it's not dependent on a korban. Mashanagu akrovim la'arisra b'al yushalayim hayezeb izman ha'ga'onim. That was a zecher ba'alma la'ha'ga'guim le'binyan siyon. That was an emotional response to wanting the Beis HaMikdash. Ade Mashiach sidkenu shemechakim lo tamid. But it was not a mitzvah, it was just a shtick that was done related to the desire for the Beis HaMikdash. So, school of thought number one is, there is no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel b'zman hazeh. It's certainly nice to go to Eretz Yisrael whenever we can, and specifically for the Shalosh Regalim, but is there an additional mitzvah fulfilled? No, say a number of achronim. On the other side are those who say 100% there's a mitzvah. Rav Yitzchak Alafia in the Siach Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak Alafia was one of the great mekubalim of Eretz Yisrael. He was born in Aleppo, came to Eretz Yisrael as a young man, and he was the Rebbe of Rav Avadya Hadaya, the great Sephardi Posek in Eretz Yisrael. So he says there's no link between Korbanos and Aliyah L'Regel. And he says even if there is an aspect of Korbanos, we fulfill that through Unishalma parim sefasenu. We daven, we learn about the korbanos, and that fulfills as well. So he says you do both. You go to Yerushalayim, and you learn about the korbanos, and you fill the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel without a question, he says. And he says every Jew in Eretz Yisrael is chayv in Aliyah L'Regel nowadays, and to go up and to drink from the ruchnias of Yerushalayim and the Shechina, and those living in Chutz La'aretz are not chayav because of the distance, they're not responsible to go. In addition, there's a Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Lamed Aleph, that says a person who makes a neder to not get hana from Ole Yerushalayim, then it's usher to get hana from any Jew. Ole Yerushalayim is a catchphrase for any Jew.
Oh, somebody that lives in Jerusalem make the mitzvah.
How can they do it?
What?
I guess to go to the Kotel.
What?
Well, see, that's the minute to go to the Kotel on Shavuos stems from this. There's a very popular meeting specifically by Shavuos to go. People go down Vasikin in the morning, Shavuos morning by the Kotel. The Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says this stems from this sense of Aliyah L'Regel, whatever it may be, mitzvah or not. So the Gemara says, Ola Yerushalayim, if I make a neder, I'm not going to get any benefit from anyone who's called Ola Yerushalayim, then you can't get benefit from any Jew. And this is side of the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Yerodeya. So Rav Yosef Shal Nathanson asks in the Shulchan Aruch, why is this in the Shulchan Aruch if the Beis HaMikdash isn't standing? Why would the Shulchan Aruch cite a halacha in Yerodeya that says, if I say I'm not getting any hana from Ola Yerushalayim, then I can't get any hana from a Jew? That's a halacha for Yemos HaMashiach. Not nowadays. Says the Sholom Eishiv, no, we see that. There's a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel Bizman Hazeh. The Gemara in Sukkah Mem Dalad says that taking a lulav and yontav rishon doesn't push aside Shabbos, whether in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz, right? Even the first day of Sukkot, which is perhaps the mitzvah d'orais of taking the lulav, on Shabbos, it doesn't push aside the kedusha of Shabbos. We don't take lulav and esrog on the first day. So Rashi says, why are we saying Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? So Rashi says, k'dei shelo yasu b'nei Yisrael agudos agudos. We should not have two schools where the Jews in Chutz La'aretz are not taking lulav on Yom Tov Rishon, but the Jews in Eretz Yisrael or Yerushalayim are taking lulav on Yom Tov Rishon. It should be everybody doing the same thing. So the Kapos Tzmarim wonders, why is this a problem if in two different cities we don't say Los Iskoda do? In West Hempstead they do A. In Woodmere we do B. Who Los Iskoda do? What does that care? Eretz Yisrael, they do A. Chutz La'aretz, they do B. Who cares if we're doing two separate things? That happens all the time. We're not going to read the same Parsha this week. So what do you care about Los Iskoda do? Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. So the Kapos Tzmarim says that because Ole Regalim from Chutz La'aretz will come to Eretz Yisrael, and we consider all of Klal Yisrael as one location. Because by Yontif, all of Klal Yisrael are considered B'nei Chutz La'aretz in that regard. Our hearts and our minds and our bodies should all be focused towards Eretz Yisrael, and therefore all considered one unit and one group. Comes the Aruch L'Ner, on Yevamos Mem Dalet. Comes the Aruch L'Ner on Yevamos Mem Dalet, and he asks, after the Chorban, there are no Ole Regalim, and B'nei Yisrael are scattered across the world. Says the Steichem in the Asifas Dinim in Marachas Eretz Yisrael Os Aleph. No, after the Chorban there are Ole Regalim. We continue with the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, and therefore we are all one unit. Eretz Yisrael, America, Mexico, Canada, whatever it is, we're all one unit of people who should be directing ourselves towards Eretz Yisrael for the Regalim. So that is school of thought number two, that there is, in fact, a mitzvah. Who says, eh? It's not a mitzvah, but it's a nice thing to do, or at least it's not a chiyuv, but there is a kiyum if it is done as well. So the Chassam Sofer writes in the Torah's Moshe Parshas Emor that even if there's no chiyuv, there's still a mitzvah to fulfill if one does go to Yerushalayim on their golem. And he repeats this in the Chubas Chassam Sofer Yardei Simon Reish Laman Gimel. And the Mishnah Halachos from Menashe Klein says, even according to those who say there's no chiyuv, there's still a kiyum in HaTorah to be Ola L'Regel, to be Makabel Pnei Eshchina. The Tshuvas Kolmavaser, Rav Meshulam Roth, writes in Tshuvas Kolmavaser, Chelek Beis Simin Yud, Bevadei Davar Chashuv Ma'od Gam Bezman Hazeh. He says, I can't tell you it's a mitzvah, but it's definitely a good thing to be in Yerushalayim for the Shalosh Regalim. And the Ravad Yosef writes in the Echavadas and Chelak Alph and Simon Chafei, Ein Safik Shemitzvah La'alosu Yerushalayim Gam Bezman Hazeh. Without a doubt, there's a mitzvah to go to Yerushalayim Bezman Hazeh. L'Ros Pnei HaMelech Chayim L'Histofeif B'chatzos Hashem B'Beit HaKnesos B'Batei Medrash L'Slachzos Nam Hashem L'Vaka B'Echalo, to go and be in the shuls in the Batei Medrash of Yerushalayim, U'Berprapa Kotel Ma'aravi Yosholo Zaza Shechina Misham, and specifically by the Kotel Ma'aravi, which the Shechina has not left from as well. So actually that puts Rav Avadja more in the mitzvah camp, not the middle camp. But we see there's a strong push to say there's at least a mitzvah, or at least a hanhaga tova, a good thing to go to Yerushalayim in the Kotel by the Shalosh Regalim. What's the reason then? What are we accomplishing with the hanhaga tova? And with this we will draw everything to a close. So the Kafter B'Ferach. The Kafter B'Ferach is the major Rishon. In Perek Vav, and he's the major Rishon who talks about in Yoni Eretz Yisrael. When you want to know what the Rishonim say about Eretz Yisrael and the Minhagim and the Mitzvos Hatzlus V'Aretz, you look to the Kafter V'Ferach. So he says, in the days of the Rishonim, there was such a Minhag. U'mashanu Noagim Hayom Imachinu Anshe Gulasenu Yoshe Haaretz Ka Anshe Sin, and he lists a number of countries: Sin, Hamas, Damasek, Sova, Mitzrayim, Askandaria, La'alos Yerushalayim B'Chagim U'Adim, to go to Yerushalayim on the holidays. Einu Ela B'Vnei Agmas Nefesh. When we go to Yerushalayim on the Shalosh Regalim, it should break our hearts and say, where's Mashiach? Where's the Beis HaMikdash? And it's supposed to motivate us in the right direction for tshuva and kapara before Hashem. And he says this is the same thing as the Gemara in Yuma. We don't pass like this in Shulchan Aruch, but it says that you can prepare at the end of Yom Kippur, in the afternoon of Yom Kippur, you can prepare the food for the break fast. So the Gemara says, why? Why should that be allowed? So the Gemara says, because it creates agmas nefesh. It increases the inui. If it's Yom Kippur afternoon, and you're sitting there preparing a salad for Motzei Yom Kippur, that's going to increase the inui, the pain. It's going to be more of an affliction, says the Gemara. Now, we don't allow this at the end of the day, but it's the same idea. You go to that location, you do that thing to increase the pain, to arouse within oneself that longing and that desire for the Beis HaMikdash. Well, you want? I hear 100%. I hear the taina. Says the Tashbeit in Chela Gimel Reish Aleph. He sees the Aliyah, the regular after the Chorban, as a sign of continued Kedusha of Yerushalayim. He uses that as a raya. He says, "I'll bring you a proof that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is not batel, and it maintains its holiness, because we see that Jewish people continue to go to visit the Makam HaMikdash and to visit Yerushalayim as well." And he writes, listen to these beautiful words. Va'omrim ki adayin nishar mehanisim shahayu b'Yerushalayim. And I will tell you that the miracle still exists from the Mishnah Pirkei Avos regarding the miracles of Yerushalayim. Shlo Amar Adam Lachavero, Tsar Li Hamakam, that a person does not say that it is too tight, too painful, there's not enough room in Yerushalayim. Kibe Besak Nesesh Yerushalayim, Him Tsrichim La Anche Hamakam Kol Shana, Umima Alos Po Al Pel Pebe Esa His Kabetz, Sham Hachaga Shvuas Hachogim Yos Misholosh Meos Ish. There are more than 300 extra people, which is obviously a joke nowadays, but there are so many extra people that come. Kula, there's more than that on one floor in the Waldorf. Kula mehem nechnasim sham v'yoshim revachim, and there's such room for everybody. Nobody complains. Ki adayin hi b'kedushasa, and the kedush of Yerushalayim remains. He says, he's not exaggerating. He says the miracle of the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim, that people do not feel cramped no matter the space, still exists with Zman HaZeh. Of all the 10 miracles in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, this one continues to exist. V'zeh simon geula shlishis. This is a sign of the upcoming third redemption. It seems that the Tashbich is saying that because there's Kedushas Mikdash, the mitzvah exists nowadays. Comes the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelak Aleph, Simon Aleph, Sif Katzin Sadi Gimel, and he says, I don't think that's what he means. Hakisufim ha'azim, v'atashuka ha'kedusha, V'hanora shel homai beis Yisrael lemos alfei rei roseim lenor b'li haref al yedei kosim haravi. There's simply a great desire of the Jewish people, a hashkif al makom hamikdash, to be by the makom hamikdash. U'meyuchad b'chag u'moed, specifically by the holidays. Hulo mepnei shebizman hazeh yishchiyav aliyah l'regel. It is not because there's a mitzvah aliyah l'regel, says the Tzitz Eliezer. D'chiyav asim min ha-Torah im bezman hazeh l'alos regel. I'm of the camp, he says, who says there's no mitzvah. I'll just skip to the bold, he says. Ela huzem ipnei shehamakum hazehu makum shoresh yinikas kodesh kedushasenu. It is the source in which we imbibe holiness. Shalom Yisrael b'chululaso b'shokolecha b'yachan Yisrael. Where the Jewish people b'prutav b'hakara mishatachas l'safa hakara. Where we come to an understanding and appreciation of holiness. V'al kol mipnei shi Yisrael apapish enu neviyam b'nei neviyam eim u'margishim b'chazon. It's true, we are not Nevi'im, but we feel in our heart of hearts that there is something special, there is holiness there, not necessarily holiness of Kedushas HaMakom of the Beis HaMikdash Mamish, but there's a certain holiness of being in Yerushalayim. Rochem Kvius HaLacha Shekedushas HaMikdash Yerushalayim Eina Betela Ubein Charev Ubein Shein Charev Shechina Sham. Whether it's destroyed or not, the Shechina is there. Kmo Shenamar V'haya Einei V'libi Sham Kol Yimim, my heart and my eyes are there all the days. And he says this is in fact what the Tashbeis means. Not that it's exactly Kedusha Mamish, that it's not that that everything is perfect there, as if nothing happened. But he said there's a certain sense, a certain feeling that speaks to the Jewish people to imbibe that holiness. The Chassam Sofer in Yerodeya cites this Tashbeitz. This is a wild Chassam Sofer. And the Chassam Sofer cites the whole Tashbeitz, and he's listen to this. He says, V'Hashem Yodea, Ke'enai Re'u B'Chutzlaretz. My eyes have seen in Chutzlaretz, Davar Zed, this matter. V'lo'ucha Lefaresh, but I cannot explain it anymore. B'Pnei Peritza Imenu, because of the improper people in our generation.
What do you mean?
What does he mean? What is he talking about? Why is he being so cryptic? What is he talking about? He says, we see this miracle nowadays in Chutz Laretz, but I can't explain what's going on. So it stayed cryptic for some time, until Rosh Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich, who was a great darshan in Hungary, wrote in the Lechem Shlomo as follows. He said that the base medrash of the Chassam Sofer was very, very small. The Chassam Sofer had almost 300 Talmidim in his base medrash. It was a very, very small base medrash, and it held a huge amount of people. So if so, ask Chassam Sofer, what's the great miracle of the Beis HaMikdash? Om dim tzufufim mishtachim mirvachim. My base medrash is the size of a small room, and it holds hundreds of Talmidim. He's not exaggerating. He says, I've seen miracles mamish with my own eyes, that in my base medrash in Pressburg, it holds hundreds of people when it should only hold tens of people, says Chassam Sofer. So says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich, it must have been that it was cramped, but no one complained in Yerushalayim. That is the miracle. That the older Golem didn't complain. The miracle is not that there was space. The miracle is that nobody complained. The Kiddush of Yerushalayim spoke to the idea that nobody complained and everybody was happy with what they had at the end of the day. So apparently in Pressburg they complained a little bit. That's what Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich says. Let's just bring it to a close. The Tshuvas Maharid in Yerodea Kufla Medal says that this Alila Regal comes from a love of Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. Like the Medrash says, the Jewish people are like the dove that doesn't abandon the nest. And he suggests that this is a fulfillment of Ratzu Avadehas Avaneha, that your servants desire your stones. It's the desire to kiss the land of Israel, to show our love, Archibas Eretz Yisrael, Archibas Tzion, and that's where this fulfillment comes from. Let's just conclude with beautiful words of the Stei Chemed. In the beginning of the Asiva Zibin Maraches Eretz Yisrael, he says as follows, V'ashreihem Yisrael, praiseworthy are the Jewish people, Mekayim mitzvah zu, b'chol dor v'dor, who fulfill this mitzvah in each and every generation. B'simcha rabba v'hochem midei shana b'shana, they go each and every year. Al dal kanfos aris, from the four corners of the earth, hakrovim v'rechokim, near and far, lo yichusu al hatsos rabos, they are unconcerned about the expenses, v'lo al tiltula de gavra, and the issues of the traveling, mishein yado maseges lelech berecha v'susim orech baraglav, one who cannot go on train or go by horse or wagon, walks, yavur kashira isi, and I have seen this with my own eyes, ki ratzu avadecha, esava nehavafra. He says, I've seen Jews walking from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael to be Olah L'Regel. B'zechus kol ha'tzadikim yagaleinu, and the merit of the righteous should protect all of us. We should merit to see the coming of the Gula. Amen. Okay, we'll stop here.